piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. We were talking about cooking pork. It comes to the point of grilling a pork chop. There are problems. You can run into a certain dryness, and the thing begins to look like shoe leather, turning up at the edges. How can you keep pork moist?
The pork has been bred over the past, 10, 20 years to rid them of their fat, which is a healthy fat.
It's one of the great fats of the world.
It really is. Lard is a wonderful fat. It has less saturated fat than butter. I don't know what got into these people's heads. You can buy heritage breed pork from certain breeders. That pork will be fine, very nice and moist. So what can you do to moisten the pork? Well, you do what a lot of people do, and that is to brine it. We think about brining turkey.
Yeah.
You can brine red meat as well as you can a turkey or a chicken, and it can be a part of a chicken. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. You could do a breast, for example. Thighs don't need brining because they're very moist. They have a lot of fat in them. But pork doesn't. It tends to have fat on the outside, but there's nothing on the inside.
Yep.
It's very easy, especially if you have these 2-inch thick chop that has been butterflied. I checked up on Cook's Illustrated, and all you do is mix 1 quart of water with 1/4 cup of table salt. That's your brining solution. And you can add 4 to 6 chops to that. Let it sit in the brine for 30 to 45 minutes.
What? 30 to 45
minutes? 45
minutes.
Not overnight. Even at the end of that time, you take the pork out and you rinse it off and pat it dry. What the brining does is it changes the shape of the proteins in the pork. It denatures them. In the process, they make space. These twisted molecules create space. And what goes in that space? The water. The water tends to stay in there during the time you're going to cook it. Now, you can grill that pork. You could pan saute it. You could also pound it if you want. Dip it in egg and crumbs, and then you can have kind of like a pork schnitzel. And it is absolutely tender and moist.
You probably never go back to straight pork again.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Tell me about this schnitzel you just mentioned in passing. That sounds like something that
schnitzel is very appealing. It's a piece of pounded meat.
So this is something like a chop.
It's something like a chop. You dip it in flour, then you dip it in egg, and then you dip it in crumbs. Mm-hmm. That's your coating. Now, you can bake it in the oven if you want. I don't like to do that. I like to cook it over a medium-high heat in a sauté pan because it cooks very, very quickly, and you seal in all of the juices and all the brining that you've done. The water is going to be within that piece of meat. It's not going to escape.
So you've taken something like an inch thick chop,
and
boneless.
I'll pound it down to about 1/4 inch.
Then it's really ready to be sautéed fairly
quickly. Very quickly. Pounding does not stand in for the brining. You have to do the brining also.
The brining, yeah. First you brine and then you pound
then
that
you pound
thing
it.
Down.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to liberate any water, pounding.
No,
it is. I dare say you've sprinkled some herbs and spices on it.
No? I haven't.
No?
Nope. It's already seasoned with the salt. The flour goes on the outside, then the egg, and then the crumbs. And that's it. I can give a squeeze of lemon over the schnitzel after it's done.
Uh-huh.
But that's about it. Very simple.
Serve that with fried potatoes or something.
Well,
like
of course.
That. Sit back and watch your guest smile. I don't even eat a center cut pork chop anymore because I know it's going to be too dry.
Mm-hmm.
So I go for the so-called pork steak because they have a little more fat in them. They can stay moist. This really is the answer to it because pork really is very tasty. If you can do something like this, you've gone a long way toward making sure that it's the good stuff. For more good stuff, come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Guys.